Hey, Side Hustle School listeners, thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about how to market a unique contact management app. But we're going to hear an idea from a side hustler. Their idea is to create this contact management app. Not entirely sure if they have made it yet. I think they're kind of in the ideation stage. I'm just looking at my notes. Well, we're going to hear from them in a moment, and then I'll respond. But they've got an idea, and they want to figure out how do we define the ideal audience and get it to market. So let's focus on that, because if you've ever had a brilliant idea for something, but you're not sure how to bring it to life, well, it's important to spend some time thinking about that, because ideas are not the currency of side hustle success. Implementation and execution is. You've got to actually bring something to life, and then you can capture the value from it. So our caller, he's come up with this idea, but he needs some advice on building it, getting it out there. So let's see if we can turn this innovative idea into a money-making reality. And by the way, I'm so glad you're out there. Thank you for tuning in. Here's a quick shout out to our sponsor and then the listener's question.
What's up, Side Hustle team? I have an idea for a unique contact management app that I believe could revolutionize the way people organize and interact with their professional and personal networks. It's got some killer features that set it apart from the competition, but I'm struggling to figure out the best way to build and market it. How can I effectively communicate the value of my app to potential users and convince them to switch from their current contact management solutions? What pricing model and sales strategies would you recommend for a new product like this?
Okay, so this sounds like an exciting project. It definitely sounds like there's a good amount of work here too. So let's make sure you can effectively communicate the value, convince users to switch or to adopt this model for the first time, adopt this app, and choose the right sales strategy, which is a lot. So let me just make sure I give you a couple of action steps to go away with. First of all, what is the value of this app? What is unique about it? Like, we hear that it is unique. It's got killer features. You know, what are those? That's kind of needs to be front and center, because that is going to also determine who the audience is. You know, or you could start the other way and say, here's the audience. What are the features that they need? But in this case, you've got killer features. Well, who are those killer features for? And that's going to determine how you message the app, how you market the app, how you get beta testers or users. Can you build a minimum viable product like an MVP and put this on Product Hunt or Hacker News? That might be a good start. A lot of apps go there at first, and they get feedback, they get comments, they often get attention. Reddit can also be helpful in this case. And then there's all kinds of other things you could do. Like, I could give you a long list of direct sales partnerships, free trials, referral programs, and so on. But I think it's more important to figure out, okay, can you really make this app? Are you sure you know who you're making it for? And then how do we actually, you know, as you said, communicate the value of your app? And I would say once you get to that, then you're communicating more about benefits than features. Once you get to the value, it's like, oh, this contact management app is going to help you keep in touch with people better, build stronger relationships, maintain those relationships. That is interesting benefit-driven language that a lot of people would respond to. But you want to make sure you understand who you're trying to reach first. That's my two cents. Good luck. Listeners, good luck to you as well. Always cheering you on. Let me know what's going on. Questions, comments, critiques, feedback, anything we can do to better serve you. SideHustleSchool.com. Resources pages there. Notes for every episode. This was 2,787. I'll be back again tomorrow. New episode every day, of course. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.